When Congress passed the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law 2 years ago tomorrow, it meant to drive unregulated donations out of federal elections. But money moves easily through the political system, so the law includes some restrictions on state and local parties as well. NPR's Peter Overby traveled to York, Pennsylvania, to see how McCain-Feingold has affected politics in one of this year's presidential battleground states.
Pennsylvania is essential to Democrat John Kerry's strategy for November. And on the southeastern edge of the state, here in downtown York, there's already an office with Kerry posters plastered across its windows. It belongs to a group called Victory 04. They held the grand opening last week. The group's chairman, 16-year-old Adam Beck, gave an audacious kickoff speech.
From brick and mortar have come the center of a local movement. From this movement will come a new presidency. And I wholeheartedly believe that from that presidency, the ambitions of a generation will be realized. This movement begins today.
Then Beck, York Mayor John Brenner, and other local Democratic leaders gathered at the front door to cut the ribbon.
We need a countdown. There it is!
Indoors, at the reception, Beck says Victory 04 started with some Howard Dean volunteers. Now it's grown into a formal political action committee that's registered in Washington. Victory 04 is not part of York's Democratic organization, but by Beck's description, it does a lot of what a party organization would do. Phone banks, voter identification, literature drops.
We're also going to be a hub for each and every one of the candidates and their own campaigns, so that if there's anything that they want to do, any events that they want to hold in York, that they can come and do that here out of Victory 04, that we will have the staff and the infrastructure and the office space.
Over in Harrisburg, the state capital, Don Morabito is executive director of the Pennsylvania Democratic Committee. Victory 04 isn't part of his plans. He's just trying to work out what the state party can do under McCain-Feingold.
In a state like Pennsylvania, the state party in the past traditionally has led what used to be called the coordinated campaign. We could legally get all the players in a room.
That way, different groups with similar leanings didn't compete for the same donors or duplicate each other's work.
What's different now is that you can't have a lot of coordination with all the groups that are operating in the state.
That means a more decentralized campaign and more room for independent operators like Victory 04 to take over what used to be party functions. The party committees also won't have as much money to work with. McCain-Feingold says that in a federal election year, like this one, almost everything has to be paid for with hard dollar contributions under federal limits. Congress didn't want McCain-Feingold to cripple state and local parties, so the law lets them raise some money in special accounts outside those limits. But there are so many strings attached, Pennsylvania Democrats haven't even bothered to set up one of those special accounts. The uncertainty and confusion worry both parties. Bobby Birchfield is a Republican campaign finance lawyer in Washington. He says state party strategists have to ask two questions.
The first question is, what can we do with an acceptable level of legal exposure? And the second question is, what are our opponents doing? And are they being more aggressive with the law than we're being?
If they are being more aggressive, McCain-Feingold might have consequences for them. Under the old law, campaign finance violations were usually civil cases. Now a major violator could get 5 years in prison. And with McCain-Feingold reaching so far down into state and local party organizations, nothing exempts them from those risks. Peter Overby, NPR News.